All right, we're talking about the services being offered at the Iron Mountain VA Medical Center. And, well, Doctor, you guys put out a press release, first of all, that we should probably let people know about. It was quite lengthy in the newspaper and online. So we'll kind of narrow that down a little bit for people so they know kind of the gist of what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having us, Jack. I just wanted to let folks know the reason we did the press release is just to let folks know about some of our staffing, you know, moves that we're doing internally, and really the purpose of that is to realign our staff to better utilize them, right? To make sure that we're covering everything internally. And so by that, really what I mean is we've noticed an increase in our CLC, or Community Living Center, number of folks that we're housing there at this point in time. I don't know the exact census today, but we were around 37, and we can hold a total of 40 folks over there. And so we were utilizing some of our staff that are currently working in our inpatient unit, some of the nursing staff and others, and realigning them to our CLC to better care for those patients over there. And the reason we feel that we're able to do that is because our census, or the average number of people that we take care of on that unit for this year, has decreased, and that number is around four a day. So we felt that we were definitely okay to be able to better utilize those staff in our CLC or nursing home facility, for those that may not be familiar with that term.
Is that unusual in VA hospitals to have this? So you do deal, obviously, with an aging population.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not unusual. As a matter of fact, you know, most hospitals, whether they're VA or even private sector facilities, do adjust their staffing as census levels increase and decrease, right, in their various units. So certainly something that's, you know, done throughout the industry. And the VA as well, and we just wanted folks to know about it. We're in a small community. Word travels fast, and we didn't want anyone to think that we're closing any units. We're not closing anything at all. We're just reducing the staffing in that one area based on the fact that we don't have as many inpatients as we've had in years past.
Staff are cross trained, and then when they hire in, is that how they're able to shuffle around like this seamlessly?
Yeah, good question. So yes, I mean, staff are cross-trained, you know, throughout the facility. However, it will be our intention as we move staff that we'll give refreshers, right? We won't just take someone and drop them into an area without any kind of refresher, or as we like to say, they're referred to as nurse competencies. So we'll refresh those nurse competencies as we move people around and make sure that they have all the tools they need to be successful.
And while I have you here, you're going to have some town halls as well, Doctor. What's the purpose of those coming up the next couple weeks here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are going to have a series of town halls. We actually do those quarterly throughout the UP and throughout our service area, to include Wisconsin as well. And we do those, like I said, quarterly. And the purpose of those is kind of twofold, to update people on things like we're talking about now, but also to try to enroll veterans for care that may not be utilizing our system currently, and just spread the good word about what's going on within the VA at any given time. So it's really about outreach is really the main focus of those.
Is that the thing, is to get people thinking about, they may not know they qualify for this or that, and to get them involved and covered?
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly why we do it. And this year it's especially important, and I want to make sure folks understand this. As of March the 5th of this year, there was legislation that Congress passed previously that is referred to as the PACT Act, P-A-C-T Act, and that act expanded who and for what services folks can be covered. And so we want to get that word out that maybe in the past you've applied for VA benefits as a veteran, and maybe you were told no due to your eligibility through income or your characterization of service or whatever it may be. Those requirements have been changed, and now there are folks that maybe previously that were not eligible for care that are now. So we're encouraging all those veterans that maybe have been told no in the past to definitely reapply for that, and hopefully get you in for the care that you've earned.
Well, Doctor, anything else you want to mention before we close the interview here that I may have missed?
No, I mean, just again, you know, just a plug for getting those folks in. You know, if you're a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, if you know a veteran that's not utilizing VA care or services, you know, by all means, encourage them to reach out and contact us. We have folks here that's what they specialize in, is determining eligibility and getting you enrolled for care. And when we enroll you, we go ahead and set up your first appointment right then and there to make sure that we get you in the system and get you utilizing those benefits, again, that they have certainly earned. And so we definitely want to encourage any and all veterans that are not using the VA system and network to definitely get in touch with us, and we'll be glad to go through the process with you.